I think somehow the remnant Muslims will amalgamate into
I thought he
his
would
order.
Just be like the embodiment of, let's say, whatever the Buddhists worship and the Muslims worship.
I don't think that. I don't necessarily agree with that.
He's not going to be like this one piece of the puzzle that just they
No. Are. I think him rising from the dead will be the final measure of credibility that he needs for the entire world to say, okay, this is the guy. You know what I mean? And it could be like, you know, the Buddhists could say like, oh, this is the one we've been looking for. But you look at religions today, like you were mentioning, how they're all just kind of unifying. A lot of the radicalism in Hinduism and Buddhism has been so watered down that it leaves room open for a potential person who's not a Hindu, who's not a Buddhist, and then say, well, this is just a guy.
Yeah.
That's why he's saying like Islam is the one religion that, it, in a sense, has still remained purified from the amalgamation
from
of any other
ecumenicalism.
Yeah, any other religion.
Yeah.
Like they haven't allowed other religions to infiltrate their way of customs and beliefs.
What's interesting is they've tried. Like in Germany, they have like they've tried to get mosques run by women or something.
Oh, dang.
And you know what happens to those women?
They die, right?
They die.
Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah, I mean. But I'm sure there have been attempts, but they've failed miserably. But for the most part, all other religions have been watered down.
Yeah.
Which obviously we don't care what other religions do.
Yeah.
They're a false way. But I'm saying you can see how easy. I mean, if you have Christians that are so-called Christians that are going to worship the Antichrist, mainstream Christianity. And you would think, well, how can mainstream Christianity worship the Antichrist if they, you know, have the truth? Well, it's because it's an apostate. It's apostate churches that will worship him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know the tip of the spear, so to speak, obviously I'm not talking about saved Christians, you know, are being deceived by the Antichrist. How much more every other religion,
Buddhists or Hindus, or
whatever, that's not founded by Christianity or doesn't have the truth, will be deceived by them.
Yeah.
So and I think the ecumenicism that's being pushed forth into other religions kind of aids in that.
Yeah. And some of those major religions in the world are already very ecumenical. Like Hinduism already has like Jesus as like one of their gods, and Buddhism likes Jesus too, quote
Absolutely.
Unquote. So
I mean, what's your thoughts?
I don't know.
Is this all new to you or something, or what? You feel like you act like this is like the first time we've talked about this.
What is Islam?